I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Sports fans here in Boston got some disappointing news today. No, nothing to do with the Patriots this time. We're talking about three-time Boston Marathon champion Rita Jeptu of Kenya, the queen of marathons, some call her. Well, she's been banned from the sport for 2 years for doping. Two recent samples of her blood tested positive for the blood booster EPO. Before Tom Brady came to town, we knew all about sports disappointment here in Boston. Now let's hear what this news means to a Kenyan. Nefat Maritim hails from the Rift Valley, a region in Kenya that's produced some of the top runners on the planet. He's currently a senior at Harvard University and runs middle distance for the Crimson Track Team.
Well, I've been following this story for, around the time of the New York Marathon. And I was very anxious at the very beginning. And as I saw the story develop, I sort of ended up expecting it to happen.
Go badly.
Yes, yes. They rarely make mistakes when they test these things. And when the A sample turned positive, I thought, I really hope it's a mistake. But as they went into the B sample, by the time it came through, I was just like, all right, fine.
Just kind of resigned to what happened.
Yes.
You know, this is a big deal for us here in Massachusetts and Boston because she's done so well at the Boston Marathon, and we all love watching her. I go out every year and see, you know, from the elite runners to a few waves back.
Yes.
And so it's disappointing. But from a Kenyan perspective, she must be a superstar there, right? She's sort of Lance Armstrong or something.
She is. But she's not the only one.
Right.
Even though she stands out when they come to race in Europe, she is one of, about five runners who are able to do as well as she's doing. So, I mean, you look at the elite running lists for the upcoming marathons, you know, London, Boston, Tokyo, and she's not featured in any of those, and it doesn't feel like she's absent.
Because there are so many.
Because there are so many people who are so talented that if anyone makes a mistake, she can be rendered completely irrelevant very soon.
So I guess in that sense, she's not like our Lance Armstrong, right? We had the guy, the one guy doing the Tour de France.
Yes, I mean, the thing with Kenyan runners is that their flames burn so bright for as long as they can sustain it. And for Rita, I think it burnt brightly after the wins in Boston and Chicago. And then as soon as the doping scandal came up, it went off.
She's done.
She's done.
The ban now, the getting caught for doping, obviously calls into question Rita Jeptu's past performance, right?
Yes, it does.
Was she doping or was she not? Mm-hmm. I wonder if you feel maybe, as a runner from Kenya, that this kind of taints everyone.
Given the glorious history of Kenyan running is mind-blowing by any standards. If you look at the statistics, the number of people who are running, performing at levels that are unheard of in most parts of the world.
And winning.
Yes. And right now in Kenya, if you are a 2 hours, 10 minute marathon runner, that's about 5 minutes per mile or slightly
right.
under.
You're slow.
You're very slow. Yeah. You're not even going to be recognized by anybody. So in that sense, I think people will start to doubt Kenyan running.
And do you face this kind of questioning?
I don't myself because I'm not at the very top within Kenyan running. But I know for sure that when the news broke out and runners were preparing for the New York Marathon, the runners that were going to run the following day in the marathon were in very low spirits.
Right. Because they were tainted.
Exactly, because they felt like, you know, the fans would not be able to celebrate their performances as well as they would if they believed this was a pure athletic performance.
Kenyan runner Nefat Maritim. He's currently a track athlete and senior at Harvard University.